Thursday. So
that's a Thursday. Well, let's talk a bit about some of these encouraging numbers that we're starting to see with the percent positive rate dropping down to one of the lowest level we've seen for several months now.
Yeah, the county positivity rate, I think last I saw, was a little over 5%,
yep.
Which is wonderful. That's just, again, so different than where we were even 3 or 4 weeks. Well, really, 3 weeks ago. That's a huge change in the last 3 weeks. Today, we start our census here at the hospital. We have 6 positives and 1 PUI. Again, that is very different than where we were 3 weeks ago as well.
So, do you have anybody in the ICU right now?
We actually do have two of our positives are in the ICU.
All right. Well, how do you have something that you'd like to attribute these lower rates to?
You know, I think partly there is just kind of the natural ebb and flow. So we saw this big bump after the holidays, which we all kind of anticipated. Things have kind of settled back down again. Hopefully, it's just people being attentive to, you know, their masking. You know, again, I know this sounds really old after 10 months, but the masking and hand hygiene is just huge. That really is how we get ahead of this from a very easy and cheap perspective. You know, I think, you know, we actually had some fairly nice weather. People are able to get outside a little bit the last couple weeks. That's obviously changing for the next week. Not going to be as nice. You know, I think just kind of all those factors, hopefully people just being aware and being careful. Certainly, we are certainly glad to see the current trend, though. That's a good thing.
Bob, this is Brandon Peoples. I was hearing last weekend some word that we may start hearing more from the CDC on this. I don't know, but about double masking and whether or not that's beneficial. Can you talk to that at all? Have you heard anything
sure.
on that?
So that's certainly, I'd say it's a current topic. There's yet to be any study that actually has shown a marked difference. And I think there's, you know, there's certainly some speculation. I would say there's maybe some common sense there that would say, you know, another barrier, especially for the person wearing the two masks, it's certainly going to hopefully stop the spread as much as people are exhaling, that you wouldn't be pushing as many things out because it would be caught by that second mask. You know, like everything else with COVID, you give this another month or two, there will probably be studies out. It's just, you know, everything takes a little bit of time. I don't know at this point. You know, again, it probably just depends to what kind of mask you're talking about. Wearing the medical grade surgical mask, I don't know if that's going to make a huge difference. If you're wearing a single ply thin cotton mask, then it might, you know, be to an advantage. I mean, and there's such a range in between what people have either made or been able to purchase now.
Visiting with Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan. Bob, let's talk a bit about the staff there at the hospital. And now that they have received their second dosage of the vaccines, how has that affected their mindset and work availability?
Well, so I think it certainly helps. You know, again, along with the drop in the community positivity, I think as of yesterday, we have one staff person that's out. And if you go back into kind of like early December, we had up to 20 staff out at any given time.
Ooh.
So certainly having, we have a vast majority of our staff been vaccinated. I think, you know, I've shared previously, we have 100% of our physicians that are vaccinated. And everybody of our first kind of big wave of almost 600 people have had both their first and second doses. So certainly a level of protection that we did not have 60 days ago, which is great. I think that certainly helps. You know, I think it's kind of interesting, too, with our drop in our COVID numbers, we've been able to take down some of the temporary walls that we had up on our medical unit. We actually are fairly busy, but this is now kind of back to your normal January, February patient complement and types of patients. And so I think, you know, all of those things combined has certainly been a lift. I think people feel, you know, they've been given the opportunity to get vaccinated. There's a certain level of protection they now have. And also we're kind of seeing some normal, if you will, our normal business. And I think all of those kind of come together to certainly be a positive thing for our team as well.
There's been some decrease, I guess, with the PCR testing. Can you elaborate the impact that that has had here locally?
So, you know, there has been certainly a drop in the number of people getting tested. And, you know, quite honestly, ideally, we would actually be maintaining those numbers because that's when you really get the testing has been done out in FECO Park for the last, 2 months. that has really been the most accurate data we've had for what the actual community spread is. And, you know, we're certainly glad to see the 5% positivity. It does beg the question, so if we had, you know, a few hundred more people getting tested every day, would the positivity actually be lower? Do we have just less in the community, or would it show up as we still have a lot of asymptomatic people out there? And so, you know, again, just encourage people, take advantage of that. It's free. It doesn't take much time, and you'll kind of be able to kind of monitor what your status is. But I think you know, again, things are kind of looking up. People are kind of said, well, man, I don't need to do that today now. Again, just encourage people to take advantage of that. That really, it's a data issue for us just to get a feel for what's going on.
Any new perspectives on the vaccines that have been coming in and being administered to the general public, especially those 65 and over, and the response you're seeing there, plus, you know, maybe a little bit of a discussion on the process of getting those shots in the arms?
Well, so actually, I went over yesterday to Wamego because Pottawatomie County was doing a vaccine clinic there, and I went to watch. We had some of our staff there from Wamego Health Center volunteering, but I actually just went to watch to see what we could learn from what they're doing. And you know, I think the overwhelming thing that we're hearing and seeing from the people who've been, you know, put their name in on the county's, you know, whichever county's website, and then got called and scheduled is just this overwhelming sense of relief and being so grateful. And, you know, people are there and kind of, you know, in both cases, I think maybe a little bit of a bumpy start in Riley County. But, you know, earlier this week, they vaccinated between 600 and 700 people in that afternoon. They were doing somewhere between 200 and 250 people yesterday afternoon over in Wamego. Every person who gets vaccinated is one more person off the list of those who are interested and gets us one more person closer to, you know, will hopefully be a, you know, an 80-85% vaccination rate.
And I think one of the things that we'd like to do is just remind our listeners about going to their respective county's website. You can find forms and details on how to get yourself in the process of getting your vaccinations. And the timing on that is right now. I mean, you got to get these things in place, don't you?
Certainly encourage people to do that. And you know, also have some patience and appreciate. And you'll see this when you're there to get vaccinated. It is a process. There's kind of the intake, screening, there's paperwork, of course. Everything we do in life is paperwork. The actual shot takes a few seconds. that is the simplest part of the whole process, actually. And then, you know, most commonly, people have like a 15-minute observation period, depending upon, you know, if just their personal health history. We've had folks even here on our staff that we've had them stay for 30 minutes for a monitoring period. And then you kind of go through a checkout procedure, and you're on your way. It really is something that can be, you can be in and out, you know, 35, 40 minutes. But sure, it's very positive for us, Dave. You know, when the county is able to say we've now given, you know, 5,000 vaccinations or whatever the number is that we're up to now, that's just such a positive thing that we're moving in the right direction and kind of starting to move down our list because, you know, that's the goal here by March, April to be down, and we're now deeper and deeper into our population to make sure that they get that opportunity.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Bob?
I apologize for being late, Dave. I'm thinking about work, and I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. Well, continued.
After 10 months, you'd think I'd know what I'm doing, right?
After 30 years, 40 years in radio, you think I'd know what I was doing too. But, you know, it's every day brings something new, doesn't it?
It does.
We appreciate the work you do and everybody else. And, you know, you're all, as part of that task force. You still get together pretty frequently.
Yeah. Our next meeting, actually our February meeting, I'm trying to think if that's next week or the week after. I think next week. Yeah. We're meeting next Thursday.
All right. Well, thank you much. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. And maybe on time, too.
Yes, I will be. Thanks.
Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Essentia Via Christi Hospital. Such a good-natured aspect there about his little preoccupied with computers that go down. Never had that issue, have we?
No, never.
Not at all. 7:14 at News Radio KMAN. Take a look at our forecast for the day. Calling for rain this morning, possibly mixing with some snow, and skies gradually to clear this afternoon. We have high wind advisories in place up till about noon today. Top temperature this afternoon, 39 degrees, 24 tonight, 46 tomorrow, and then a 30% chance of Saturday morning snow, 37 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, but just 28 degrees, 35 and cloudy at Cayman.